Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
It's Haunted Playground right here on the Live Paranormal Radio Network and iHeartRadio.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Podomatic, Blog Talk Radio, iVox. I know there are more that I'm missing. I'm your host, Sheena Metal. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an interfaith minister. I'm a 28-year talk radio host in Los Angeles and beyond. I'm a creative and performing artist. And I come to you live from my home in Southern California every 3 o'clock p.m. I'm here. This show is about everything that lives beyond the realm of the paranormal, of the three dimensions. Whether you're want to know about God, life after death, or you think maybe there's a Loch Ness monster in your above ground swimming pool, it all belongs here on Haunted Playground. Anything outside of the earth plane, that's what we discuss every time. If you're looking for me, I'm at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. If you're looking for the show, we're at hauntedplayground.com. If you're looking for the network, we're at liveparanormal.com. And we're here every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Pacific time. Each week on the show, I gather folks that I believe are the brightest and most beautiful minds and hearts and souls in the spiritual and paranormal communities. And we talk about it all, everything that lies beyond the veil, whether it's ufology, cryptozoology, psychic mediumship, life after death, it all belongs right here. My guest today is making her debut on any of my shows, which I think is wonderful and is always a feat with as long as I've been around. She is a spiritual practitioner in her own right. She is a radio video host on many platforms. She is just everything that you can imagine from spirituality, she is here. I mean, if I read your bio, I'm going to let her tell you about herself, you would die. My mind is tripping on all of it. Please welcome to the show, for the very first time, the wonderful Glenda Dawson is here. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
How's everything?
It's my absolute pleasure. I'm so glad you're here.
So I'm Glenda Dawson, like you said, and a little bit of everything and a lot of nothing. No, I'm joking. I am a matriarch of many generations of gifted women. There were mediums and psychics and shamans and oracles and just a plethora of different gifts and different modalities. I'm also the founder of the Spiritual Center Glenda's Magical Creations in Stroudsburg, PA.
Amazing.
I'm trying. I am the emissary and ambassador for Galactic Alliance, which was formerly Wish Alliance, which is about anything that's galactic, whether you're walk-ins or indigos or star seeds or hybrids, basically anything that isn't the normal, you know, so we have a safe place for people to get their information and realize that there are others out there that are hybrids or they're star seeds or they feel like they don't belong here. So pretty much, you know, I'm a grandmaster in Reiki, from Sui to Wiccan to Reiki to magical dragon Reiki, many different modalities. And basically, it's Sui is like going to your general practitioner, and then all the other modalities are more like the specialists. You know, Wiccan takes care of the pagan community who doesn't really fall into the other modalities. I teach little children, so I'm a grandmaster in the Little Miracles of the Right Hand Path. I'm a little bit of, you know, I've been studying all my life, and I have been very blessed to just have had a mother who allowed me to be open about all my gifts, at least to her.
Well, and was she Linda gifted as well?
Yes, she was. She actually would get her messages in her dreams, which is really interesting because that's she's the one that taught me to write all my dreams because I never knew. Actually, one time she manifested, and they needed a car. And that night, she asked them, hey, guys, I need help here. They gave her the lottery numbers. 2 days later, they had exactly what they needed for the car. So, you know, I know. It's incredible. And I was always amazed. And then she kept saying, but you have it. And I'm like, okay. What do you mean? Doesn't everybody see dead people? Doesn't everybody see angels? Doesn't everybody see stuff? And she's like, no, that is why I tell you. I've always asked you to come to me and talk to me about it. Oh, okay. There you go. I've been speaking to them since I was before the age of two. And I remember very vividly all of my conversations. Actually, right before the age of two, a day before, I wasn't able to walk because of I was born in a certain way that I was missing certain key bones to walk. And they told me the day before my second birthday, come on, you can walk. And I'm like, no. And they actually pulled me off my little rocking chair and they made me walk. And they said, you got a lot to do. You can't do this lifetime. You got to keep walking. You got to keep going. So I've been very blessed, very blessed. I keep expanding because I'm a great believer of the more tools you have in your box, in your toolbox, the better opportunity you have to help others heal in whatever capacity it is. So...
100%. And don't you think it's a service, Glenda, right? I mean, we come here with that service. Mm-hmm. We bring that to the world, and we are here not only for our own life lessons and to overcome our own obstacles and challenges spiritually and get on our own path, but we're also here to help others do the same.
Exactly. And it's, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. It's like the person who just knows an instrument, a musical instrument, just out of nowhere.
Right.
They came here to do that, to heal others with music. And if they kept it quiet to themselves and never shared it, it's a wasted gift. So
I agree. So for you, how did it all start? I mean, what gift did you recognize first? How did you start working in the spiritual world? I mean, even if it was just being as a practitioner, as a child, or what kind of, because I think the more, it's like a muscle, right? The more you use it, the more stuff comes. The more you use your gifts, more gifts come. So what was the beginning stuff for you?
Well, the beginning stuff was communicate with the dead and communicate with archangels. I was able to see them in their full, you know, because they used to come in full costume for me. Because we know that archangels don't look like they're pictured or they're shown, but they appear that way to those who are not able to handle the real look, their real physiology. And So they would appear to me as, you know, really cutie and they're outfits, and I was like, oh, you know, it's like Halloween, a costume party. And they would talk to me, and they also kept me from forgetting I had from the beginning. They always told me that I came in this lifetime I wasn't supposed to. So with that, I came with full memory of everything. And there's even stuff that I have not shared, and I'm doing it now. Oh, Lord. But certain healing modalities that have never been practiced on Earth, I have that. I came with that knowledge because I kind of pushed somebody out of the line to come back because I wanted to make sure there were certain people that were coming in this lifetime, and I wanted to make sure I was there to help them.
And, oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm that crazy Gemini. And then I rushed back, yes.
The really aggressive lady the day after Christmas sale. You're like, no, I'm getting the happy.
You know what the funny thing is? I don't have to be that crazy lady. I should say I'm going in here and I'm going to get it and everybody's going to be out of my way and I'm going to find it at whatever price I believe it's worth. I go in there, I get it, I come out, and then you see all the crowds. And I'm like, yeah, thank you. Because I hate crowds. I don't like crowds. So we make a deal. I need something. You guys make it possible so I could go in there, get my stuff, and get out. So,
I think I was probably right around 40 when Spirit finally got through my thick Aries head that it wasn't about throwing myself at the door till it opened. It was about just waiting and standing there until Spirit opened the door. And, boy, did that make a change in how I live every day of my life.
And it just makes it lighter. You don't have to feel so heavy. You know, because even those that know what to do, every once in a while we all forget. I mean, let's face it, we're in a human body. So every once in a while, we're going to regress a little bit and forget how to do things and all that. And then when you realize, oh, why didn't I do it that way? Oh, because there was a lesson there. But once you go back to the way you just have patience and have faith in whatever you believe, have faith and let things just work themselves out, it is so much lighter. You will feel so much happier. You don't have to carry the extra weight of the world, so to speak, on your shoulders. And we all go through it. We all go through it. So, and then, of course, the age of a day after my second birthday, I spoke to the archangels and I said, well, you guys did me a real good miracle here, real good favor. What do you need me to do for you guys? Now, this is the age of two. I mean, what did the kid at age of two know? But my mother said that she heard me talking into the air because she knew I was seeing things. And I said, okay, what do you guys need me to do? You know, as long as it's for greatest good, what do you guys need me to do? And I have been doing whatever they assign me to do, sort of. It includes sometimes waking up at 3:00 in the morning and having them tap on your shoulder and say, okay, get dressed, you got to go and meet up with somebody because they're thinking of committing suicide. And I want you to try to talk them and see if they just want to be heard. So I would get up, go to the Dunkin' Donuts or whatever they direct me to go, and there's somebody. And I would just chit-chat. And I've learned through the years that has created a wave of positive energy, because that, you know, even people who come to me later on and say, you know, you saved my life. And I'm like, I didn't save your life. You saved your life. I just gave you the opportunity to think about it, because, you know, we take care our lives away. We got to come back and do this all over again. And I don't know about anybody else, but that's okay. I'm cool with that. I could not repeat this. So,
yeah.
But
I'm 100%. I tell people that like want to get into it, because, you know, I'm sure with you too, right? Little budding psychic mediums that want to do this with their lives, not just have their gifts,
right,
but be a full-time spiritual
mm-hmm.
practitioner. I always say it's like being in the Army Reserve. At any moment, you can get called into duty, and then you're in active
yeah.
duty. But you kind of live
yep.
life every day not knowing when you're going to be called. And there is no,
exactly.
I left my phone a week, or I just decided I didn't want to deal with this. No, when you know, I always say, when I do my spiritual sermons, I always say, when God speaks, the answer is yes, and the reason is because. So when you
right.
get that call, it's that you've got to help somebody now, and it's 3:00 in the morning, and you're exhausted, but the client's
mm-hmm.
calling, and they're in crisis. Guess what? You got to find a way to
yep.
wake up a little bit, take that.
Yep.
And so it's not for everyone. It's not for somebody who doesn't
mm-hmm.
want to be all in, you know?
No. No, you have to, when you make that commitment, you got to know that you're basically putting everything else aside when that call comes in.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I've
yeah.
when I've had my kids, they were young, I would call my mother and I would say, okay, Mom, they're calling me. And she would come over, and thankfully she lived across the street from me. And she would come over and stay with the kids. But I would be like, duty calls, Mom. And, you know, she would be like, I'll be right there. And you just got to go. And, you know, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, you come back and you're like, oh, my God, I need sleep. I really need sleep. And, you know, of course, you're wide awake at that point. And you're like, okay, so much for tonight's sleep session. We'll just pick it up another day. So, but yeah, and also you have to, when
yes.
they call you, they could call you to move to a completely new place. They could, and they'll facilitate everything. Because I grew up in
yeah.
New Jersey, and I was living in Wayne, New Jersey for many years, and I kept hearing, you got to move. And I'm like, the kids are still in high school. Let them finish high school. You got to move. Well, one time I said, okay, guys, you know, I really can't do this right now. Two more years. Well, they caused a hurricane, so I was forced to move. And the funny thing is, within a week, I had a house. And the mortgage came in 3 days later. And I was moving into that house 2 weeks after the hurricane. So
wow.
When they want you to do something, they will facilitate the whatever it is that you need to get there and do whatever needs to be done. And
yes.
I understand now, because I needed to open the center and I needed to help facilitate healing and heal others and do my classes and run whatever I need to run. So,
yeah. And where are you based now?
Stroudsburg, PA.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you moved from
yep.
Jersey to Pennsylvania.
Yep. Yep,
okay.
That's where, and they kept showing me the house that I needed to buy too. And I was like, okay, that's bigger than I need. No, you're going to need this. That's really bigger than I need. And what happened was then now my youngest son and his fiance, once they get married, they're going to move to the second floor, and that's like a whole house upstairs. They have the second floor in the attic. Yeah. Full of everything upstairs. Yep. So they
That's
could
fantastic.
See. Yeah, they could definitely see
yep.
more than we can, right?
Yeah, well, and yes, exactly. Everything just works out. You know, when I, my cat was 18 when she passed last year, and I said, you know what, no more cats. She never
mm-hmm.
left the house. She didn't like anybody
right.
but me. She's a Scorpio, and they like one people. I said, you know, I'm going to be teaching. I'm going to be traveling. I hate leaving her. And then this little baby came into my life, 3 days old, literally has not stopped hugging me for the last 2 years. So there was no way he wasn't mine. And I was thought, well, what am I going to do when COVID ends, right? Or whatever that means,
right.
when COVID ends. I'm going to start teaching out of state again. And what am I going to do?
Right.
And lo and behold, little dude is a magic traveler. Like, he'll get in the car. He goes to sleep. I just took him on his first trip. He was okay in the motel room. Like, he'll just, if he's with me, he's fine. So spirit
mm-hmm.
works it out, right? Works out a way for me to
yep.
have this beautiful animal child and also be able to do my work and for him to just fit into my work. If you
mm-hmm.
just stop trying to throw yourself, Glenda, right, against that closed door, because we're
yep.
so busy trying to knock that door, that there are all these wonderful doors around us that are open, and we never go through any of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So very true. So very true. And, you know, they knew
cool.
that you needed that unconditional love that an animal gives you. And
this little boy.
You know.
Magic.
and
he's so helpful in my like, people love him. He's a healer, and he helps to heal
yeah.
people. So he was needed at work, too.
There you go. There you go. Yes, I have right now 4 cats and 2 dogs. But at one time, we had a lot more than that. One time, we had 4 dogs and 7 cats. And somehow,
wow.
you know, each one of them came in at the right moment. The two that were siblings, one passed away, but the other boy, his name is Chowder, and we actually had to bottle feed them because their eyes were not even open. And the mother just left the, you know, all the kittens there, and those are the two that we were able to rescue that had not, you know, had not suffered so much damage that they couldn't survive. And one of them just passed away about 2 years ago. But that was
hard,
you know, 15 mm-hmm. years. Yeah, 15 years old. You know, it's with all the stuff that they went through in those first few days of their lives. I was very blessed to have her as long as I did. And we still have the other one.
I always tell them the first 3 days were awful, and then it got really great after that. His first 3 days, he was born, orphaned in an alley, picked up by the animal catcher, taken to a kill shelter, almost euthanized, and then the next day he met me.
Oh, my goodness.
And then after that, everything got great. So I'm still trying to make up the first 3 days for him. But
you know what?
I think when you as a practitioner, animals help us with our work, right? We almost
mm-hmm.
need to have them around. And I really believe that he came here, as I believe my last cat, Molly, did. I believe that Colin
mm-hmm.
came here to help me with my work because he's just
mm-hmm.
naturally a little, I call him like I called Molly the psychic oracle cat because she would talk during my readings with clients. And then it got to the point where people would say, well, wait a minute, are you sure I should do that? Because I haven't heard from Molly yet. I was like, Molly's asleep. But this little guy, he's
mm-hmm.
like, he's a healer. He's like a little wizard. I mean, he just heals people. And every time I do one of my live psychic videos, he comes and crawls up in my arms and just hugs
mm-hmm.
me. And people are like, oh, I'm sorry. And, you know, so I think that they say every witch needs a cat. I think there's
yeah.
some truth to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually attuned all of my animals to Reiki. So they are Reiki practitioners and masters. Yes. Give them the same I mean, they may not understand me when I talk all about what happened and all that, but they, I train them and they, and I attune them to that frequency. And so, you know, they become Reiki masters themselves. And all animals can, because they're natural healers. So then to add to that natural healing ability, add the actual frequency of Reiki. It's really, really powerful.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's so wonderful. So tell me about your galactic work, because I think that's something that we're starting to use. We're starting to hear that word in our community more and more. And I'm fascinated to talk to people that use that term and how they connect. So for you, how do you connect to your galactic family, and how does that manifest itself in your spiritual practice?
Well, I have connected with my galactic family for at least 30 years now. They started first coming in my dreams and taking me to wherever, and then they started coming when I was awake and showing me and telling me how to do things and giving me healing. I actually remember one time being in a what I call a hospital spaceship, and I was the person on the stretcher, so to speak, the best I could explain it. And there were a lot of galactic beings healing me there. Because I suffer from, or I've been diagnosed with lupus, fibro, a whole bunch of other stuff. I've had cancer 4 times now. Many times I don't even have to do surgery. This last one I did, because that wasn't organic. That was somebody who got through my protection and put the seed in my breast, so to speak.
Let's talk about that next. Hold thought, because that's our next talk, but keep going.
All right. So, and then they also teach me that my galactic family teaches me that not all of them are sort of like bad, like a lot of people have bad experiences. And they also tell me that we as Earth humans, we could say to them, no, I don't want you to touch me. I don't want you to do this. And they will respect that. You're violating me, and I don't feel comfortable. And I have been very blessed that each and every single one of my experiences with them have been positive. I've seen them in the sky. A few of our mutual friends that go and watch them and have written books, I have been with them actually a couple of times when they've seen them, and I have witnessed them also. So they come in the spaceship. I see them. All different types, you know, all different races. Some are blue, some are green, some are green but not so green, and some are grays, different types of grays. But to me, like I said, I've been very blessed. And my children also have seen them, but we have been extremely blessed that we don't, I guess we're lucky we don't get the bad ones. And even to tie that into like the chaotic beings that exist on Earth and in other dimensions, I have been very blessed that I could just talk to them and say, okay, you know, I'm not about this. What is happening in your realm right now that you have to be so angry and take things, you know, to a different level of chaos or negativity? And that has helped me in many ways, where I have even met up with beings that look very scary, and I would be like, okay, we could be friends, right? And so I've been very lucky, very lucky. I've witnessed a lot of beings from a lot of different dimensions, some very chaotic beings, and that's one of the things that has helped me in my job when I say I'm a paranormal remediator, is because I go into places and with my calmness and my ability and my healing energy, they could feel that I'm not there to harm them or to disrespect them. And then we could come up with some kind of agreement. I've had many families call me because their house is really chaotic. And I go in there and come up with, okay, they want you to respect the land, or they want you guys to share more family moments, or whatever the case may be on either side, and we come up with an actual agreement. And as long as the humans can comply, the other side complies, whether it's galactic or guardians or whatever else it could be. And I don't know, I just, and right now, you know, I am an ambassador and an emissary at the Galactic Alliance. Well, Galactic Alliance was founded by Sheila Seppi, who is a walk-in. And she decided to start this organization to have everyone in there so people could find a home. That they don't have to feel like they're crazy, because, you know, many times people say, oh, I saw a spaceship, and everybody's like, oh, you're crazy. Or I saw what they call an alien, and, oh, no, you're crazy. So that's that. And now also the galactic shamanism and the galactic healing that I do, it was taught by them to me. So I could combine everything, all of my healing tools, to a new level. I have also helped heal galactic beings as they have helped heal me. So it's like a mutual respect. And if more people would look at it that way, it would be a little less negative and a lot more positive, their experiences. So we all work with the galactic if we really pay attention. They're around us. They're all over the place. They're in the sky. They're here. There's hybrids all around us. And if you pay attention, you could really just realize it. So, I'm having trouble hearing. Hello? Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can now.
Oh, there you are.
I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
There I am.
It's all well and good till you start talking about walk-ins, and then everything gets
I
shut
know.
Down. So I was asking you to explain. I was asking you to explain to my listeners what a walk-in is, because some of them might not know.
Okay. A walk-in is when the original soul just cannot handle what he or she signed up for. And that soul makes an agreement even sometimes before they come down, because there are harsh lessons to learn, hard life to
right.
live. and they'll sign up for it. They'll say, okay, let's go do it, but let me have a backup just in case. And maybe they're not ready for it. Maybe their soul hasn't evolved enough to be there. So they exchange. The other soul comes in. That one goes out. It's usually integrated for a little bit. And then the original soul just goes. There can be an integration, complete integration, where the person has both souls together at the same time for at least a certain amount of time. But usually one soul comes in, the other one leaves, and it usually happens with something tragic, like a bad accident or somewhere where you had a moment where you passed away, something where the souls can actually then exchange, go in and go out. And then you're going to find out that usually the life that old soul was going through, it doesn't serve the new soul any longer, and they change it. Usually they get out of any abusive relationships, they change jobs, they just heal themselves if they had any physical ailments. So, they create a different life at that moment for themselves, for the actual meat suit, I should say. So,
I love
and
that.
And it's usually something that is in agreement before the original soul comes down anyway, just in case, because it's sometimes they put themselves in very, very chaotic situations. And not everybody can handle it. Not every soul can handle it. So, that's basically it.
Now, can it ever go the opposite? Do you think there can ever be a situation where a walk-in doesn't fix everything?
Yes, there has been. I know of at least two. I know personally two people who have had four different walk-ins. Because the first walk-in wasn't strong enough to pick herself up, to leave the relationship, to go get, do whatever she needed to do. So that one left, and the other one came in, and it ended up being, one interim just to get some time to relax the body, to help the meat to just settle down. And then the last walk-in comes in, and that's the one who says, oh, no, that's not going to work. We're going to change all this. The idea is to learn our lesson, but this is way too much. Too much abuse, too much headache, too much of everything. So, and that's the one that fixed it. So, there could be multiples, and then there could be multiples inside of you at the same time just to integrate all the memories and integrate everything and heal all of the traumas before that older one leaves or, whatever it needs to do.
It's a lot for people to wrap.
I know. But I bet you there's people out there who are saying, no wonder I don't really remember from the age of, up to the age of 15 or up to the age of 20. I remember a little glimpse here and there, but I don't really remember stuff. And then my parents, I could even see it in my pictures. I completely changed. I wore different clothing, and I all of a sudden I wore my hair differently and so on, so on. So, if you really look at it, you can probably find people who are starting to say, that's what it is. And possibly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. My mom used to always say my father was a walk-in after he had a major heart attack.
Did he change completely?
said he was a completely different person after that heart attack. Yeah.
There you go.
Wouldn't live past a year. And he was 39, and he lived to be 70, 87 almost.
Wow.
And
wow.
He was a complete person. You know what I mean? Whatever came in was not great. If you got to watch who walks in, right? You never know who you're going to
Right, get. Exactly. Exactly. Sometimes we have to make sure we do the agreement with somebody correct, not somebody who's going to destroy instead of uplift.
Absolutely.
So,
with your practice, what are people mostly in need of now as far as guidance and healing?
Well, I've been seeing that there's a lot of requests for not just readings, but not just card readings, more mediumship readings, because they want to speak to their loved ones. And I've also seen that a lot of people need to heal that self-love, their self, in a way that they start loving themselves again. So those are the two that I have seen the most. Also, another one is people just feel disempowered. And it's getting their empowerment back and realizing that they're worth whatever they got to do to be themselves. They feel like they cannot control anything. And let's face it, we can't control anything. But you can manage your life to make the life that you prefer.
Right.
And I've seen a lot of that. I've seen people who, they don't even know how to meditate, and I've had to show them how to stay still, how to just stay still and listen to nothingness. And I feel that is one of the things that people don't know how to do anymore, because they're running all the time. And they just got to take a moment to catch up.
I agree. And to connect to your inner core, right? I always say that there are four major relationships you have with yourself, right? There's your connection to you, your connection to spirit, your connection to earth, and your connection to others. And that, the way I just listed, is the most important order. But most people reverse it, right? What everybody else thinks about them is the most important thing. What the world thinks of them, then it's, oh, is God mad at me? And then the last thing that always kind of goes unnurtured is the connection to self. And you're never going to learn to love yourself, become connected to yourself. And I think that's important. I do a lot of that work too. But I think also a lot of relationships, not just primary romantic relationships, but friendships, family relationships, sibling relationships, people just, I think, feel very disconnected from everyone right now.
Yes. And yes, it has to do with, a lot of it has to do with, the lockdown and all we have been suffering the last few years. But also, we've gotten too comfortable with not making the effort to go out and meet our family. We've gotten too comfortable with not sharing time with others. Because it's very easy to just stay in your cave and not have to share of yourself, not be vulnerable to have others really see who you are.
Yeah, I agree. It's like we've lost our people skills. And it's hard to connect because dealing with people, it's a muscle, right? You build that muscle up.
Exactly. And the more you do it, the easier it will get, and the more the better you will feel about yourself.
Yes, I agree, 100%. I think that's so true. So tell me about your different shows that you do, because I'm always wanting to turn people on to other people's shows on this program.
Sure, I have a channel Glenda's Magical Creations, and we do one podcast is The Paranormal Dolls, and it's all paranormal, of course. That's my co-host is Sarah Garcia, whose nickname is Moon Girl. And then I have Glenda's Dragon's Den, and that's with Larry, LD. And we basically, that is a show that I started a long time ago where it's just anything and everything, from dragons to frogs to galactic to paranormal, whatever it is, we want to show people different lifestyles, different abilities, different ways of looking at things. So we have a plethora of different guests tell us about themselves and how they got where they are at. And then I have some classes where I just, you know, basically I, you know, give yourself permission to, you know, give yourself permission to heal, that kind of thing. And then we also have Three Witches in a What, which is three women. Mary Nunes and Mariana Lea and myself, and we just speak among ourselves depending on the subject. We just come up with a subject and we just talk about it to let people, our audience, see even though we're kind of different, we're the same, and it basically all comes down to love. We all have the same
I love
things.
That.
So
yeah,
basically
I love
that. Yeah. And then I'm streaming like Reiki sessions every Monday night. That's I started a Reiki clinic a long time ago in 2016, and I decided to now carry it into the net and just for anybody that needs it. I, you know, there's no fee. If somebody gives me a donation, great. But if not, I do this for humanity, basically. So I believe that anybody who deserves. A lot of people don't have the money, and they really need it, and why not? I'm paying it forward.
Yeah.
And then I'm also doing meditation sessions on Friday nights where they could tune in on Facebook again or YouTube or Twitch even. And then I do a meditation session there just to relax, to let go of the whole week energy, you know? Just to start your weekend,
yeah.
Even if it's not your weekend. Fridays is, it's, you know, an ending and a beginning type of day. So, and I just do it to help humanity, really. And
I love that.
All my classes, if somebody comes to me, I have a scholarship program. If somebody comes to me and explains to me their situation, we could work things out. We can somehow, some way. And, you know, my needs are always met. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow, it's always good. It always comes back to me. So, you know, I had the people here who for classes, they'll come and they'll just share my stuff all over the place, whatever I post. Good. There you go. That's one way of I don't have to pay for advertising. You're doing it for me. So
right.
I'm good. I'm really good when it comes to all that stuff. And I like to use all my different tools. I mean, you do that too. I've seen you.
Yeah,
and
I mean, you have
your
to
reading.
It's give back.
Yeah,
you have to give back because I feel so fortunate to have such a wonderful, thriving practice, and you
mm-hmm.
have to keep giving back. That's part of it. You just give
exactly.
and give and give, and then all are met. But people who get very covetous about, and you know, there can be horrible competition between practitioners that you stole my clients or. That I won the one said to me, that person was my Facebook friend, and I thought, you know what? Facebook belongs to everybody. You can't tell people who to follow and friend and not on Facebook. That's just so petty and crazy. But I've seen psychics burn themselves out
point where they had no clients because they couldn't get out of that scarcity consciousness, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the way I look at it is I just say, okay, I'm ready for all the abundance you want to give me, as long as it's for my greatest good. And I close my eyes and, you know, there's some opportunities that come my way and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not sure if I'm ready for that, but you gave it to me and I said, I'm ready. I'm like, okay. And
I feel the same way. Sometimes I'm like, what? I do this now? Okay. Because spirit just keeps throwing gifts at you, right? You just keep getting new things.
Yep. And you know, a lot of people say to me, oh, don't you ever stop? And I'm like, if I stop, I'm dead. Why? This is about growth, and this is about learning, and this is about evolving. The more I continue learning and doing, the more I will also evolve and heal.
Exactly. That is so true. Words were never spoken, my friend. That is absolutely so true. We have to stay in that place. And it sounds like you are just so happy and secure and together in everything that you're doing. And I honestly am so proud to have met you. And I'm looking forward to getting to know you more because I really like where you come from. And I like just the messages you convey from spirit and how you use your gifts for the betterment of man and animals and the planet and everything. I'm a new fan. So I appreciate you being here with me. Let's do this again soon. And where can people find you online?
GlendasMagicalCreations.com. That's my website. They can go there. But I'm all over. I'm on TikTok, I'm Facebook, I'm on Instagram, almost everywhere you could look at. So,
wonderful.
And thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Definitely a pleasure.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much. I'm sorry?
Thank you.
See me again. I would love it. Everybody, the wonderful Glenda Dawson, if you missed those links, SheenaMetalSpiritual.com is where you find me, or you can find me everywhere on social media at Sheena Metal. And then, of course, this show, HauntedPlayground.com, LiveParanormal.com, iHeartRadio.com, and all of our affiliates. Until I see you next time, seek peace, live in love, lead with kindness, embrace unity. Always work to raise your vibration and the vibration. And most importantly, remember that you are loved and you are loved and you are so loved by me. And I'll see you next time. I'm Sheena Metal. This is Haunted Playground. Thank you, Live Paranormal Radio Network. Thanks, Glenda Dawson. I'll see you next time.